we definitely live in a society that teaches the victimization. So we're looking to be victims for some reason. And that might mean that they look at you and say, you're the cause of their victimhood. Now, if you're the cause of it, then, you know, you need to make things right. But most of the time, people are not in the positions that there are simply because you have success in life. Hello, and thanks for listening. I'm Jason Sparks. This is Sparking Spiritual Growth. Thanks for tuning in on the Gospel Radio Network. In my experience, one of the reasons that people have enemies relates to envy, that green-eyed monster coming out. Either we are envious of others, which causes tension in relationships, or maybe they're envious of us. But either way, there's problems that come. And I wanted to talk about what it meant to be envious and how we can deal with it. Our culture just almost encourages envy. In some places it does. In some ways it does. And it's looking at what other people have and saying, you know, I should have that. Why don't I have that? And being upset, being angry. And politics really play on envy a lot. And, you know, both sides of the aisle, they do this. But it's important that we recognize it and not allow ourselves to be played, not fall into the trap of envy. And sometimes it's very easy for us to be there, and we don't even realize that we're there sometimes. So this is a big reason that problems come up in relationships. And maybe it's a lot bigger than people realize. You have something that I don't. Therefore, I want that something, but I can't have it because you have it. And the only conclusion then that I can come up with is that you have it because you stole it or some other reason why you don't actually deserve it when I'm the one who deserves it, right? So commonly we think of this as, you know, people being envious of the rich, and that is certainly not the only way that people have envy. But it is one that's easily illustrated. So if rich people have a lot of money, the only possible explanation is because that they're dirty crooks. I mean, that's the only way they could get money. Now, if I had money, then I wouldn't be a dirty crook because I would have gotten it legitimately, right? And that's kind of the way we think. We don't think about it in the terms of what we're implying. So we say other people have envy. They have money because they have, you know, they've cheated. So they need to give it all to me. Well, that is the same thing. So we need to be careful with that. And we don't realize that sometimes we're suffering from it. But like I said, our culture encourages that to some degree. And think about this, we need to recognize something. And that is, life doesn't always seem to be fair. There are people who have things that they don't deserve. And that's undoubted. And I would imagine that all of us have things that we don't deserve. Maybe it's a relationship with a person that we don't deserve, or some blessing that we don't deserve. In fact, if you're a Christian, you have tremendous blessings that we all know we don't deserve. So we need to keep that in mind, and we're thinking about envy, is that other people are going to receive blessings that we don't get. And it's going to seem unfair, but in a sense, then life is not fair because these things are going to happen. Ultimately, everything will be worked out. Ultimately, there will be fairness all around, but not in this lifetime. It's not going to be seen. And so we have to fight against it and recognize the problem of it and the challenge of it. So how do we fight it if we have it? Or how do we defend against it if other people are envious of us? So let's look at the first one, and that is being envious of other people. You know, we start with ourselves. The difference between envy and jealousy is that jealousy relates to what you can lose, and envy relates to what you want other people to lose, and usually for our own gain. So I'm jealous because a relationship is threatened, a relationship with another person may be threatened, a relationship with something that I have is threatened. So maybe I'm jealous of my job, or I'm jealous of money because I'm afraid someone else is going to come take it. So that's what jealousy is, and they overlap quite a bit. That's why I wanted to bring him out. Envy is what you want other people to lose, and jealousy relates to losing things that you already have. And so envy then begins with expectations. I deserve something that someone else has. I don't have it, therefore the other person shouldn't have it. The account of Cain and Abel shows this relationship really well. And we recognize that envy often relates to a perceived status instead of a, you know, the thing that they have. It's not really the money that someone has that people see and are envious of. It's usually something related to status. That's what the money gives them. Or that's what the things give them. That's what their position gives them. It's the status, their relationship, and the relationship with society, however they want to see it. But it relates often to a perceived status. And this is exactly what we see with Cain and Abel. It says in Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 through 7, "In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desires for you, but you shall rule over it.'" Okay, so Cain brought then an offering, and according to Hebrews chapter 11, Abel brought an offering to the Lord out of faith, and Cain didn't. So whatever happened there, it seems like Cain brought something that God didn't say anything about bringing, and it's very likely that Cain knew exactly what he should do, but he chose to do something different. And whatever the case, however it worked out, he brought an offering of the fruit of the ground, and the Lord didn't respect that offering. He didn't accept that offering, and Cain was very upset about that. It wasn't just because he was rejected. It was also because Abel, his brother, was accepted, and he was very angry with his brother. His brother didn't do anything wrong. In fact, his brother did what was right, and he brought the offering that God wanted. But Cain couldn't accept the fact that what he did was not right and what his brother did was right. He just saw this as a difference now in status because he was rejected and Abel was. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily, from what I see, it doesn't mean that Cain was rejected forever. It wasn't that he was cast out of God's presence. It's just that at that particular time, he didn't receive the blessing of this being accepted by God. And so Abel had something that they both wanted, and this was about status. This led to Cain murdering his brother. And, you know, envy is rottenness to the bones. I'm not sure what Cain thought he was going to gain by killing his brother, but at the very least, we'd say that he was so angry with his brother about this. He had such hatred that came up in his life that he decided it's better for that man to die than it is for him to continue to get these blessings. And sometimes that's going to happen. We're going to run into people who we're going to think that way. And so if we're looking at ourselves, though, we need to understand how destructive envy is. But it's also very subtle. It can work its way into your heart very quickly, and it's going to cause a lot of problems. So how can we deal with envy in our hearts when we see it? First of all, we need to recognize it for what it is. If you're angry with someone or you have ill feelings about them, ask yourself why. Is there something that they have that you don't have? Do they enjoy some status or some blessing that you think that they don't deserve? This can be really difficult to admit. It's hard to say sometimes, but the best thing to do is to notice it early, as early as possible before it gets big, because then it's kind of hard to admit to ourselves. And we need to demand to learn why we feel the way that we feel, and just take the time to think about it. The second thing is to consider what they did to get what they have. Maybe they don't deserve it, but it could be that it was something that you could also do. And sometimes we assume the wrong things. We might think that somebody doesn't deserve something when we haven't really seen the toll that it's taken on them, right? We might look at the price that they paid and say, there's no way I would pay that. Sometimes the price is just too high to pay, but those people may decide to pay it anyway. That's not really a place where we would want to envy them because they're doing something that we would never do. For example, some people, they're going to lose their friends and their family. They're going to destroy their reputation. Their whole life is going to be upended for this one thing that they're trying to pursue. Do you really want that if that's the cost? And those things then are more important to us, and they really, if they gave up family and friends and relationships in order to achieve some goal, They gave up more than they should have, and they certainly should not be envied for that. And sometimes it's also a matter of them paying the price and doing things that you didn't choose to do, and that's okay. You know, you chose to do things that they didn't do, and they chose to do things you didn't do. You're both going to have results of those. You're going to, you know, if you plant a seed, it will grow and it will produce fruit, but it may be different kinds of fruit. So what you're getting is not what you, what they're getting, because you're working towards something else. And that's okay. That's a choice that you had to make. But don't be upset at them if they didn't make the same choice that you made. Maybe the price was something that you were not willing to pay. But don't look down on them if they did choose to pay it. Number three is to remember that life has many opportunities. You know, they may have taken advantage of some opportunity that should belong to you, but position yourself better next time. There are many opportunities, and you're going to have a lot of time to get the things that you need and want out of life. And so, number four is sometimes remember that people just do wrong. They just sin, and maybe they're envious of you. So do what you can to rectify the relationships that you have. But sometimes we just got to leave it in God's hands to take care of the situation for us. So keep that in mind. Remember that sometimes maybe they did something wrong to get where they are and what they have. That should not mean that you do something wrong as well and carry hatred or anger in your heart toward them because of it. Learn to forgive. Number five, remember that relationships we have in life are more important than the positions and the possessions of life. Your relationships with that, even with that person that you're being envious of, is very important. Take the time to nurture it. And if you don't understand that, let's talk, because there is so much more to life than the things that we can achieve in this life. Number six, turn to what you have and be thankful for it. What did you take on that kept you from having the things that other people did? If you've sacrificed something that you now wish you had, remember that what you sacrificed was worth it. For example, you may have a single income family. So you have mom stays at home, and over time you start becoming envious of what other people have because they have a dual income home. This is something that I've seen. I've seen it the other way around too, where people with dual income home are actually jealous or envious that someone would, you know, a mom would stay home with their children, and that causes anxiety and even hatred. And so it can go both ways. But if you made the sacrifice to go to one income, you made sacrifices. Don't look around and see what other people have and think that what you have is less, because what you sacrificed for is very important. It was very important to you when you made the decision to sacrifice. So don't look around and think that someone else has something better than you simply because they have something different than you. And then number seven, this is a big one. It's really tough, but if you will from the heart go congratulate them for their success, it will every single time. It's going to destroy envy. It's amazing what it will do. It's amazing what it will do for your attitude. And maybe you can't say it to them, to their faces, but you can say it to God. Pray about it and thank God that He blessed them with those things that they have. And that's, like I said, that's tough, but it definitely will work. And there's just no question about it. It will always work. But what about people who are envious of you? When they envy you, sometimes it's pretty obvious that envy's, you know, entered the room here. And dealing with it depends really in a large part on the relationship that you already have. So here are a few reminders about that. Number one, you can't prevent people from being envious. Some people just live that way. They thrive on feeling envy. So, you know, maybe it helps them feel better about themselves to blame you for their misfortunes. Whatever it is, we definitely live in a society that teaches the victimization. So we're looking to be victims for some reason. And that might mean that they look at you and say, you're the cause of their victimhood. Now, if you're the cause of it, then, you know, you need to make things right. But most of the time, people are not in the positions that there are simply because you have success in life. And so keep that in mind. Number two is you can compromise where possible, but never compromise truth. Never compromise your own values just to keep the peace. That's not what you should do. You might be tempted because it might be easier to give some things up or to pull back on some things. And number three, it doesn't mean that they're your enemies. They may act like that they hate you, and they may actually hate you, but that doesn't mean that they're always going to hate you. It's something that they're working through. So think about those. Those are kind of underlying principles here. But what can you do when you sense envy in someone else? The first thing you can do is to pray for them. You go to God and you say, this is what's happening. I think they're being envious, and please help them. That will help adjust your attitude toward them and also get God continued to work on the situation. He already is working on the situation, but your participation in that can actually be helpful. Number two is remember that they're just humans like you are. And we all face things from time to time that we need help with. And this would be one of those things. They're probably good people. They're just having problems right now. If you see them in that light, it's going to help you deal with it a little bit better. It's not, don't take it personally, even though it is very personal. Take it that they're the ones having an issue. Number three is to confront them lovingly. You know, I actually had a friend do this to me. I envied him, and it seemed like everything he touched turned to gold. Everyone loved him. He didn't have to work for his relationships in any way. That's the perception that I had. And whenever he would go online and he would just say something, and everyone loved everything he said, and I was just envious, and I treated him that way. I didn't realize what was going on until he sent me a private message, and he said, it feels like you're upset with me about something. Is there something that I did? Is there something I need to work on? And then it hit me, you know, I guess I do have something against him. And I started thinking through it, and I realized I was envious of him. I didn't realize what was happening. He was just annoying to me, and I didn't know why, but it was envy. And so I apologized to him, and my attitude changed dramatically simply because of one thing. But, you know, he put up with that for several years before he ever said anything. And I'm not blaming him, but if he would have confronted earlier, it probably would have been resolved. Now, I should have been the one to resolve it because it was my problem. So certainly not blaming, but he put up with a lot of stuff that he didn't have to. You were putting up with a lot of stuff from other people that you don't have to put up with simply because you're not taking the time or the courage to ask them, hey, what's wrong? And don't be confrontational. Use words like I feel or it seems to me. And don't make it about them. Make it about yourself. It seems to me that maybe I've done something wrong here. What is it? If that's the case, I want to fix it. With that kind of approach, they're going to be a lot less defensive, and they're actually going to see you more as human, which is going to probably, it may make them mad because if they want to be envious, they want to see you as someone who thinks that they're better or someone who is undeserving of love. But when you confront them, you'll find out pretty quickly how they really think. Number four is don't feel the need to talk about your success around them. You know, if you know that they're envious, talk about them instead of yourself. Talk about the things that they've succeeded in. And that's probably a good rule of thumb anyway. I mean, just think about how it is. People love to hear stories, but they love even more to talk about themselves and their own stories. And so if you help them talk about themselves, it will help open up relationships, open up doors of opportunity. Maybe you can get your foot in the door and ask them about how things are going. Number five, offer genuine praise for them in some way. Do not ever just make something up to praise someone for or compliment them for, especially if they're envious. Never, ever do that because it will always backfire. But you can find something that they know is true to say about them. And all you're doing is recognizing, you're just noticing something that they do or some relationship, you know, somehow related to their perceived status that is very important to them. Pat them on the back, say, you are incredible at that. and help them see their own worth, because then the envy may subside a little bit. Remember that envy has a lot of to do with status. And so if you help them see their own good status, then it might be that they see yours as not quite as important as they thought it was. Number six is to live your best life. Don't let the antics or the anger of the envious people, don't let that stand in the way of your own personal growth and development. You may be tempted to pull back, and it may be wise at times to pull back a little bit, but don't let that stop your growth. You have to face judgment one day, just like they do. You have to answer for the decisions that you make. Don't let someone else keep you from becoming who God wanted you to be simply because you're afraid that they're going to get angry about it. You're afraid they're going to make life miserable for you. You know, they might, but you need to live your life anyway. And remember that you're facing a judgment, and they are not your judge. God is your judge. It may drive them crazy, but it actually might help. You know, if it drives them crazy to, you know, they see your success and it just infuriates them more and more, they might actually start asking questions about why it is that they have that kind of hatred. And they will then have to deal with it. It will help them grow. And so live your best life. And that's really the best thing that you can do for them and for yourself, of course. And what do you think? Do you have any tips on envy, overcoming them? Maybe you've got some stories that you'd like to share. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know if you have some interesting stories, whether someone's envious of you or you're envious of someone else. And this will actually give me some information that I can use for later on, other episodes, things like that. Not that I would use your story, but especially not without your permission. But I would love to hear from you. Also, please share this with other people if you found it interesting or helpful. And don't forget to go and give me a 5-star rating if you can do that. I'd appreciate that. It's going to help us tremendously to get the word out. Thanks so much for your attention, and I'll see you next time.